give you a new commandment, says the Lord. Love one another as I love you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judah, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand Jesus over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and he had come from God and was returned to God, Jesus rose from the supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. Jesus came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to Peter, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to Jesus, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered Peter, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Master, they are not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to Peter, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For Jesus knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when Jesus had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined the table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that I have done for you, you should also do." Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus at the Last Supper established the Eucharist so that we can share his life through the bread and wine consecrated during Mass. We share his life. His life not only at the supper, also on Calvary, on the cross. So we share his life both at the table and in our suffering. Jesus knows such well, knows us very well. So he will not give us the Christ that's over our burden. We have God give us enough grace to carry our own cross. Just be happy, since we have Jesus in us through the Blessed Sacrament, telling ourselves we are together with Christ. We offer a little bit of suffering for the salvation of the world. Just be joyful with the Lord. Jesus loves us, each one of us, immensely. Just have the courage to tell Jesus, "Jesus, I love you. I trust in you. Thank you for coming us through the Blessed Sacrament. Give us the grace to carry our own cross every day."